Okay, so how do you think Evolution Number 9 stacks up as far as like the rest of the music world? I mean, it's a different sound than a lot of the stuff you hear on the radio. It's super funky. It's got a little bit of an electro edge. It's like kind of the Bravery meets like Duran Duran. You know, how would you think it stacks up with the rest of the music world right now?
I mean, what we tried to do with this album is, it's very cool that you brought up, you know, like the Bravery and Duran Duran. Some of those bands are, you know, influences of ours. We love Duran Duran. And, you know, if it stacks up to a caliber of that nature, we'd be very humbled by that. You know, it's one of those things where we just try to create music and get it recorded and get it out to the people and hopefully have them connect with it. I mean, it's so hard to answer, I guess, a question like that, because, you know, it's your own art. And I think as an artist, you know, I'm probably going to be, you know, the biggest critic on our own art. But I feel like if you're not, you don't give yourself room to grow. And so we try to humble ourselves with our music. But it's our first debut album, and we're very proud of it. As far as stacking up to other bands, you know, I think 10 great songs. I think that if people are connecting with it and if people are listening to it and relating to a lyric and jamming out to the music, then I really think that we've done our jobs. As far as the sound, I'm glad it's kind of different. I think that it's important to be unique, but also in a way that you relate to people. And I think the production value of it is although, you know, it's a funky sound and vibe, I still think that it can cross bounds genre-wise, top 40 rock. You know, we're influenced by a lot of things. We're influenced by classic rock, you know, guys like Bowie, The Stones, Beatles, Zeppelin, The Doors, back in the day. But I'm a keyboard guy also, and I was the engineer of the album and one of the co-producers. So, you know, I got to put my little stamp of 80s into it. So it's kind of a blend between that and our other influences, like, you know, either Rhythmics and Depeche Mode and Duran Duran. So I think we're pretty proud of our first album together.
What do you think you guys have learned about each other from putting this album together?
Working together in the songwriting process is one thing. Getting them recorded and produced and engineered on record is a different world. And we spent, probably a couple thousand hours doing this in a home studio. And it was cool because we got to spend a lot of time together and talk about intricate details that, you know, only really happen in the production of a song, as opposed to a live setting. You know, lively, we feed off of each other with our instruments. In the studio, we tend to feed off each other with ideas from a production side. And I think that if we took anything out of it, it's that we really work well together. And I think that's difficult, because I find that with bands, it can be like a four- or five-way marriage. And I think it's really important to know that you can express a production opinion, or, you know, to somebody else, and we can bounce ideas off of each other, and, you know, have middle ground. So I just think working together was good. We never really done it before. You know, as this is our debut album, and I'm just really excited for the next one now.
Okay, you guys have played with some huge bands. I mean, Vertical Horizon, Switchfoot, Journey, Bryan Adams. I mean, did you learn anything from those guys, from, you know, seeing them live? I mean, how have those experiences with those guys benefited you as a group?
I mean, some of the acts that we played with are, you know, seasoned and have been doing it for a long time and have been able to stand, you know, a test of times. You know, it wasn't a five years and out for them. And it's, you know, you look up to those groups that can kind of adapt to the music industry. And, you know, we don't have a lot of interaction with those specific bands when we play with them, you know, but we've had the opportunity to meet some of them. And just being able to play on a on a stage of that nature with an audience of that size was a good experience, because that's what we're striving for, and to have that kind of success, and for them to share their stage and their concert with us, it's humbling, because you know they obviously liked our music and enjoyed it enough to for us to be on the same bill as them, and I just think that having the opportunity to play that magnitude of a venue with that magnitude of a band, it's motivation. It's very motivating. You know, mm-hmm. It's kind of like seeing the light hopefully at the end of the tunnel.
Nice. Where do you see this band going in the next couple of years? Like you said before that, you're looking to put out another album soon, and you're looking to go on a headlining tour and stuff. But what else? What else do you really want to accomplish with this group?
Obviously we would always love to release a new album. I don't think that's going to happen right away because we just finished this one.
Yeah,
It's important to not really, push this one and promote this one, but mm-hmm. we're always constantly writing. If I can envision what we're trying to do in the next couple of years, we're going on the road. We're going to spread the word, spread the message, tour a lot, virally try to just promote ourselves as a band. But if ideally what I would love to do, and I think what the guys would love to do, would be able to in a couple of years be able to just make a good living doing what we love to do, which is write music, perform music, play music, and connect with people, which has a lot to do with the band's name. It's all about for us getting out there and connecting with people and our audience. And ideally what I'd love to do is see a song or a couple of songs on this album have some traction and get feedback from the general audience. We're based out of South Florida, and that's why it's great being able to talk with guys like you and do interviews where people outside of this general area can hear our music for the first time and maybe relate to it. I had a post on a Facebook today. Somebody wrote that they had a really bad day and they talked on our CD the other day, and it really kind of allowed them to forget about the nasty day that they had. And that's important to us. And if we can take that and exponentially multiply it by 80,000, then I think we're pretty happy with where we're going.
You guys are in the middle of a tour through Florida. Are you guys starting to look to getting out of state soon?
Absolutely. That would be a huge goal. The next couple gigs we have are they're all based out of South Florida right now. We're going to the West Coast on, I believe, the 6th of May, St. Petersburg, and where we have the opportunity to open for the All-American Rejects and Dashboard Confessional at the festival called A Taste of Canellis. And that should be a lot of fun. There's a lot of really cool cities in the Florida area, a lot of college towns to hit up. We need to hit up Orlando, St. Petersburg, Tampa, the Fort Lauderdale, Miami, West Palm Beach area. But ideally, we would love to be able to extend our support and our tour base out of the south, out of the Florida area and into the southeast, eventually maybe the northeast, and then shoot out west. We're working with some great firms right now. And actively working, with a couple of people that we know with AEG, and hopefully we'll be able to put together a tour and get some tour support and get out there, maybe get on a bill with, another act and make it happen.
Okay, last
question. Definitely a goal.
Definitely. Last question, as far as, I'm going to give you a hypothetical here. Let's just say you walk into a music store and a kid's got your album in his hand and you can tell he's kind of walking towards the register, but he's kind of fighting himself, doesn't know which way to go. Does he put it back in the rack? Does he take it to the register? How do you get him to buy that record? What do you say to him?
Oh, man. That's a good question. I would tell him, let me think about this for a second. I think in a circumstance like that, if I'm going to try to get him to get the album, I don't want him to just listen to it. And if he likes it, I would tell him to buy it. I don't know if I want to ever try to pitch music. It's weird. If you're pitching art, it's like, I don't know if to me, it's like trying to sell a painting, and pitch a painting. If somebody steals it and wants to buy it, then they should. And if, And if they don't, then they should. I don't expect their music to connect with everybody, but I tell them, I guess, just to listen to it, you know, more than anything, rather than give them a verbal sales pitch, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.